Today's guest is our really good friend, Bethany Fields, and she is coming at us from Meadville, and she has been in Meadville quite a bit over her life. The reason that we wanted to chat with her today was because not only was she born and raised in Meadville, she went to school in Meadville, she went to college in Meadville at Allegheny College, and now that she is married and has her own two kids, she's continuing to raise her kids in the Meadville area. They live within Crawford County still and just have so much love and pride and heart for this place, and we are based in Meadville, and so we thought she was a perfect person to get to talk to about all things Meadville. She's also super funny, and I know that you're going to have a great time listening in on this conversation, and we are going to jump right into it. Well, hello there.
Hey.
You're here with the Gillettes.
I'm Matt, and this is my lovely wife, Nicole.
We're so honored and excited to share this time with you. This is the Raising Wonder podcast, and in it we'll be exploring all things family and kid-related regarding how to raise children to see themselves and the world around them as wonders to behold.
Let's be honest, raising kids is hard, and we believe that raising wonder makes it beautiful too.
And wonder is multiplied in community. So let's get talking about today's topic.
Let's go.
Hey, Bethany. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
We're going to get right into it. I have a little question of would you rather Meadville edition?
Oh, dear. Okay.
And Matt, if you want to answer your responses too, I'm curious what you would say.
I do love would you rather.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So Meadville is known throughout history too, because okay. You know that I like to look into historical stuff, for their parades.
Okay.
For like very many years, they have impressive parades.
Yeah.
So would you rather sit and attend the Halloween parade or the St. Patrick's Day parade?
St. Patrick's.
Okay.
Were you going to say something else?
Well, because I can tell you why. Well, I just am not like a icky spooky person. My husband Mike knows this, but it's fine. I still, Halloween parades are fun. But I know the woman who currently, Eileen Mullen, who like organizes the whole St. Patrick's Day parade, and I know her story, and it was her dad who like started the whole thing, and it's really fun. She's a wonderful woman in the area. So I feel a connection to her parade. Yeah. And it's also like, springtime is coming in March, so it's usually like the last St. Patrick's Day parade I was at was beautiful, beautiful weather, and it was like getting warmer, and Halloween's like getting colder and darker.
Yeah.
But no hate on the Halloween Day parade, just St. Patrick's.
Yeah, I like the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Ooh, yeah. 100%, hands down. Yeah.
They're all good. There's other ones too throughout the year. They're really, yeah, we've been enjoying the parade since we've moved here.
Were there parades where you grew up? Did you have parades?
I don't remember any. I don't know if they, you probably not through my specific town. You would probably have to go to another location.
Yeah.
Would
I
you
guess
know?
We do have parades.
We grew up in the same, Matt and I grew up in the same area, but not even like the same counties in New Jersey. So I don't know. You might know.
Yeah. I mean, we had parades.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. In my town. Yeah. We had parades.
It's kind of a normal thing.
No, but in your specific town.
Was, yeah, we had parades.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Well, apparently your town.
Nice for the both of you. That's why I love Meadville. I think that there's a lot of great things that maybe
like
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that it was known for its parades. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Second, there's three questions. Okay. Second one, would you prefer to go to Heidi Cooper Park or Roche Park?
Oh, I will say Roche just because, like, there's more sunny spots. I get cold sometimes at Heidi Cooper. It's so shady.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, when I'm standing there with my kids playing, I just, like, I like being in the sun. But they just, like, refinished Heidi Cooper Park, and I haven't been to all the new stuff. So I do want to head over there, but.
Yeah, neither. I know that they just did a big event to,
like, yeah.
Say, yeah, we're open now. And it looked really great. We haven't been there yet either, but both parks are awesome.
I will say, I was in the car with he was at that time 3, and he was yelling, I have to pee! And he was, like, recently potty trained. And we stopped at Heidi Cooper for the porta potty. So I appreciate its existence.
Yes. Yeah, both actually were just renovated.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
That's right. They redid all the Roach Park stuff.
There's a lot of good parks around here, too.
There are.
Outdoor activities. I'm sure we might talk about that because I also know your family loves spending time outside.
Yeah,
so we'll get into that. But yeah, Meadville is a good area for that, too. And yeah, as the title of the episode says, this is all about appreciating Meadville. Mm-hmm. Matt and I absolutely love it here. We live now in Cochrane, so it's in the area. Mm-hmm. You live in...
Yeah, closer to Cambridge Springs, yeah. Venango area. But we are in Meadville 6 to 7 days out of the week. Yeah, yeah, we're always here.
So this whole conversation is definitely like loving Meadville, and we'll be talking about Meadville, but it also includes like the other area, the surrounding area.
County.
Exactly. All right, last question. If you were going
to
go for a walk.
Sorry.
No, Matt. You don't need to
go ahead.
It's not. we spent a lot of time at Heidi Cooper before it was renovated.
Heidi Cooper
before it was renovated. So Heidi Cooper's got a little bit of a special spot in my heart, but we haven't been there since they renovated it, since we moved. But Roche Park is nice, especially after it was nice before, and then all the equipment is new and stuff now. So
yeah,
the kids would probably prefer to go there, but they also, again, haven't been at the new one. So
I know, you know, you have like those go-to pictures or videos in your phone that you like revisit over and over again. That's one from that park that I have. Where Matt and Nico are playing basketball and I'm pregnant. I'm like very pregnant and I'm like just walking around and recording them. I know,
yeah,
that was a nice
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
All right, last question. Would you prefer to take a walk around the Diamond or through Allegheny's campus?
That's a good question. I walk around the Diamond more often than I do at Allegheny. You know, like, is that a question for like today or in general? Because today I would say Allegheny because I haven't walked through their campus in a long time and I just drove by and there's like a row of the most brilliantly red trees. Their leaves just are changing like right now really beautifully. But I probably just feel more at home walking through the Diamond, and same thing actually. I just drove by and the preschool was out the other day and I watched kids throwing leaves up in the air. It was just like really pretty. And I love it. Like the preschools will hang out there and daycares and stuff, and it's just like a cool community spot. So I'm split 50-50 on that one.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, the leaves are beautiful right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? What would you prefer to do? Which one would you walk through?
I'd probably just copy your answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was because it was so good.
Yeah, it was so good.
And I think
we spent a lot of time at the Diamond, though.
Yeah, and through the Diamond, I'm more likely to see people and chat with, at least, and when I went to Allegheny College as well, which we'll talk about, but when I was in college, I'm just kind of one-track minded. I'm not trying to like visit with random Meadville residents in the campus. So it's maybe a little bit like friendlier, the Diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, those are great answers.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah.
Provocative questions.
Because I think it was a little bit of like a setup for that little game, because really there's no wrong answer. And that's what we're getting at. There's like so many great things to do in this area, even past those three topics of like parks or taking a walk or like events like the parades. There's just a ton of awesome stuff around here. There's a ton of awesome businesses and organizations and just all types of things to do. So we just want to shout out Meadville in this episode and also talk about what it's like to grow up here. And you have that perspective firsthand, but then also helping others grow up here because you have your own kids that you're raising now in this area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was it like for you to grow up in the Meadville area? Do you have any top memories or things that you really love doing or just... maybe part of what made you want to continue to stay here?
That's a good question. So growing up here, I was early 90s kid and was, you know, in my memory of 90s and early 2000s, kids in my grade, we all like were ready to leave the area. People weren't really planning to put roots down. At least, you know, 11-year-olds weren't planning on putting roots down in this area. And I remember a lot of my, I have two older sisters, and I remember a lot of their friends growing up, graduating, and they, you know, college in Colorado or California or Florida, somewhere that felt more fun. And actually, my middle sister, too, she went to college in Dallas. Well, yeah, area. And so I remember not really feeling, I didn't feel no Meadville pride, but I wouldn't say that I felt Meadville pride. It was just kind of like where I grew up. And it was comfortable. It was, you know, where I was familiar. But I don't necessarily remember feeling like any sort of special connection to the area. But it was fun. I mean, I lived in like, a nice little suburb neighborhood right in the city limits. So we're north of town. And, a lot of my friends were all growing up on farms out in Sagertown and Cambridge or wherever. So I do remember like wishing I lived on a farm. But I was so close. I mean, I had access to that through all my friends, and 5 minute drive out of town, we were in farmland. So I have always appreciated country living in a more just like laid back setting than city life. So I think I identified with that, and I appreciate in Meadville, you can have a cute little community right downtown while, yeah, 5 minutes away, you're in a rural setting. So, top memories, I appreciated that things were close. I appreciated that, I mean, going downtown, my parents, we all ran into people at the grocery store constantly, and it was, it did feel, like, safe and comfortable growing up here, yeah.
I would agree with that. We say all the time, we've lived a lot of places, as just individuals and then as a family unit. And, this is our favorite place that we've ever lived. And I think that's one of the big reasons is that you do feel like you belong and that people know you, because I think other places we've lived, we would most times go out and do things and not run into one person because it was just so populated or whatever the situation might be that we're the area that we are in. And it's like, I feel like every single day I run into people that I know just doing a variety of different activities in this area. And I love it. And that's coming, I'm an introverted person. And like, I still love it because it's not feeling like you have to sit and talk forever, that you have to, it's like no performing. It's like you just, you're yourself and people know you.
Right. And as people, like, we have such an innate desire just to be known where we are. So just even walking down the street and feeling like you can wave to someone, and I'm not going to stop and have a 15-minute conversation with everyone, but knowing that you can wave and just knowing a tidbit of that person's name or where they went to school feels like you're known. You feel like you know that person too. So it is just like a warming feeling. And I lived, when I was in college, I went to study abroad in Buenos Aires in Argentina for 5 months. So it was right in a giant city that I thought I spoke the language. I didn't speak it very well, but... And so that perspective, I remember when I was there, what I was so excited to come home for was I just wanted to get in a car and drive by myself without anyone around. There were just constantly people around, and you had no space to yourself. And I wasn't waving to people on the street, you know. So I think that, at least for me, I am naturally introverted too at the end of the day. I need that community.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really nice. And so you spoke about going to Allegheny College.
Yes.
And we talked about how beautiful it is and all of that. And so tell us more about what made you decide to go there and what was your experience like there? Because we'd love to recognize them. They're a big part of the community here. I'm still learning a lot about them, and everybody I've met that's associated with it, whether who went there or I've had the opportunity to meet a few people who work there and volunteer there. And it's been... Every conversation is like so lovely, so I'd love to learn more about the college.
Yeah, so my dad was a professor there. He retired a few years ago, but growing up, the college was very much a part of our childhood too. So he was a concert pianist, and he would have concerts there, and we were often on campus. I remember being in his office a lot as kids, and after school maybe we'd be there for a little while. And I remember actually his whole music department was very a family atmosphere there as well, and we knew all the other music professors, and they all had, you know, jokes back and forth that they got along really well. So I remember the college as a kid, but it was very much where my dad worked. And when I was a senior looking for colleges, I mean, I remember telling people all throughout high school, like, there's no chance I'm going to Allegheny. It's right in my backyard. And I didn't really have an interest in it, not at all because I looked into the school as an institution, just because it was, you know, it felt like too close to home, or it felt like I already knew it, or was, you know, anyway. So my senior year looking for schools, I had gone to a small Christian high school, and I was looking at some other, like, small, some Christian, some not Christian colleges. And visiting them, my dad was like, yeah, these seem, like, nice. It kind of just seems like a larger version of your high school. And I remember when he said that at one college we were visiting in New York, it clicked. And I was like, oh, my gosh, yeah, this is, like, I'm looking basically the exact, I wanted to branch out further. I just, like, I realized I didn't really want to go to a Christian school. I just wanted to have a wider experience. And my senior year of high school, I had been taking, they have a program called Early Access that you can take as a senior. You can take a couple college classes at Allegheny every Friday or whatever it was. And so I had been doing that my whole senior year of high school. And I kind of was like, oh, it's not actually just like my dad's workplace. I saw a little bit more of the college. I really liked my professors and the other students I met, and felt more a part of the campus just as a high school senior, which, you know, felt cool because you're in high school and you're like a big man on campus walking around feeling really cool. Yeah. So I ended up adding Allegheny to my, like, seriously pursue list. It went out. I wasn't, like, not looking forward to how close it was to home. It wasn't like I'm like, ah, shoot, it's still in Meadville. It was just that I hadn't even really thought about it being an option. But, yeah, then I went there and absolutely loved it. Ended up meeting my husband there. And now on the other side of graduating and still living in the area, I love that I still have such a connection to the college. Just, I know a lot of the professors there. I still know employees there. And I feel comfortable even if I were to walk up there. I know the area. I know that campus. And for me, going to Allegheny is what gave me a love for Meadville, oddly enough, because I went there and I remember a lot of other students talking about, like, oh, look at this cute little town. They were from who knows where. And I remember thinking, like, oh, I guess it is kind of a cute little town. Or by the other side of the coin, when people would talk about the townies and people would talk negatively about the town, there was, like, a sense of, like, hey, why are you talking about my town that way? That I didn't know I had any of that, like, pride before.
Yeah.
So then also, while I was at Allegheny, I did a lot of work with their Volunteer Service Corps. My husband Mike was very involved with the Bonner program there, which is a community service program.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up doing a lot of work in Meadville through Allegheny. I worked with Creating Landscapes for Families, which is an after-school program. I worked at Forest Green Housing Community and Gill Village for a while. Anyway, and I fell in love with just, like, people downtown.
Yes.
And it felt so, it made me realize how close-minded I guess I had been for, you know, the first 18 years of my life when we're all so mature and open-minded,
so
but
cool.
So cool that I realized, man, I had to get out of my home and go to this college that was still in my home to even fall in love with where I had been the whole time. And even just appreciate the people and the community that had to offer. So, I left Allegheny pretty confident that I wanted to stay here. And thankfully my husband did too. He had fallen in love with the area. So here we are.
Yeah. Going back to that whole feel of, like, when you walk around, you can see a lot of people that you know. I would imagine that staying within your college area would also do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do other
right.
people that you know went to school there, like,
yeah.
still around here too?
Yeah, I know quite a handful of people who graduated my year or a year after that still live here and are very involved in the community. I went to school with Lee Scannanero and Autumn Vogel and Heather Fish, like those three, Taylor Hinton, those four that I can think of just off the top of my head who live right here and are very invested, like more than I am in the area. They all met Meadville through Allegheny, and they're wonderful, wonderful people that I still am connected with now. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I miss a lot of our friends from college. We don't get to see them as much. I mean, we did move away, and probably many of them have stayed in that area. But
well, and I think you've kind of grown out for that, too. And I run into, let's say, like Lee or Autumn, and I'm like, oh, that's right. We went to school together, because now we're just like community members together. Yeah. We kind of like, you know, but it's kind of fun, right? Like you said, even having that connection with people and knowing some of their history, it feels like you know them more, even if you don't spend time with them every day.
What's your level of familiarity with the show The Gilmore Girls?
Medium to low. My sister... I have seen a couple episodes, but my sister Michaela, as you know, has seen them all probably multiple times and thinks Lorelai is her best friend and then realizes that Lorelai doesn't actually exist. But so I know little tidbits.
Okay, because I love that show too. Yeah. And I get that vibe being here.
Would
you agree? From what you know about it, would you agree?
And I've watched a few other shows that I remember feeling like in the show. I was like, oh, this is a quintessential hometown. I'm like, wait, that is where I live. Yeah. Quintessential is actually real. And I agree with you. I do think that exists in Meadville. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I think like the little, like the businesses that are like nearby and you know the faces there, and then
you know the owners and you know that. Yeah. Definitely.
And I think even because Rory goes to college, and I know she goes to Yale, right?
Don't ask me where
she's going. It wasn't in Stars Hollow, but it's still, I don't know, I think because the show showed like college life paired with that hometown life, and that's what I feel is Meadville in a lot of ways, because you have that hometown feel within the colleges right here too, and just in a lot of ways similar to Yale, the college is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful old buildings here. And like you mentioned, the landscaping and all of the trees. Really, so it's just, I don't know, it makes me think. They even have the gazebo downtown and our diamond. It just reminds me of Gilmore Girls, but I don't know. So
yes, we live in Stars Hollow.
It's a beloved show.
It is. Like, here's an example. This morning, I'm painting one of the downtown shops right now before they get open. And my construction trailer is on another job site, and I just didn't have a wrench to get the paint thing open. So I walked down to another store. I walked to the art store, and she knows me, but we're not like great friends. But I just said, "Do you have a wrench by any chance?" And she was like, "Yeah." So she goes and opens her toolbox and gives me the wrench, cracked it open, gave it back to her. Mm-hmm. And it was like I wasn't going in there to buy something, but it felt like that small town.
Yeah.
And I think that's helped me. Yeah, the small town feel has helped me see even business owners as people too. I think in bigger cities, it was like these people own a store, they're the store owner. And I forget even their humanity. But right, I know store owners, I know their story, I know their struggle with local small business ownership. It gives me compassion for even just, right, walking in and feeling that connection and wanting to buy from them. And yeah.
That's so good. It's giving me an idea even for another episode maybe down the line of like small business or even just large business in this area.
Yeah.
We both are business owners, and Matt and I, and it's been nothing but a joy to you moved business here from another place, and I'm starting one here, and it's just been a really positive experience. People are very collaborative. Mm. People are very helpful.
Yeah.
So I'd love to maybe think of some people to loop in on that conversation, because I think that's another aspect that's wonderful about this area.
Definitely, yeah.
So you have two super cute little ones.
I do have two.
And I am wondering what it's like for you to raise kids in the same area that you were raised. And I'm curious about that, I think, because I don't have that experience. And I've like put myself in those shoes trying to imagine if I was still in the same town, because I grew up in the same town my whole childhood too, which I know that's another aspect to this too. Same house, everything. And so, because I know many people have all different types of experiences. Some people have moved all over. Some people have been in the same area but moved, you know, houses or whatever. So I can relate to you in that sense of I grew up as well throughout my childhood in the same place, but now I'm not raising my kids there. And when I imagine it, I'm like, oh, I think I can imagine some interesting things that could be a part of our life had that been the case. So I'm just curious.
They wouldn't have had parades if you lived there. They would not have. Your kids would be paradeless, but
yes.
That's an interesting question. I don't think I think about that on the daily as far as my parenting goes. But there are certainly times, so I have a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. So, yeah, the four-year-old, I think that it maybe helps him connect with me more in my humanity. For example, we drive by the elementary school that I went to every day when I'm bringing him to school. And I remember telling him, like, did you know that when I was your age, like, I went to that school? And he's like, wait, you were four? You know, he forgets that we parents were kids. And there's experiences where, like, we take him to Woodcock Dam all the time. And I remember riding my bike on there, and he's learning to ride a bike. And I'm like, yeah, I fell on this pavement too, buddy, you know? Yeah. And so that's kind of cool. But I'm not sure that actually the question is helpful for me to even think as I'm parenting how to incorporate that more, because it is, you know, I want him to be proud of where he came from regardless of whether or not he stays here. Both the kids, I just talk about the 4-year-old because he's more like functioning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, it is really a cool connection, and I forget sometimes that I even have more experience to share with Jack than I do, you know. Yeah. But I do like, you know, when I run into people on the street, it is often like, oh my gosh, these are your kids, because they remember me literally when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes there are people who don't like that experience because they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah, these are my kids. Stop pinching my cheeks. But I like it. I mean, I think it's cool that there's people who invested in me and then literally can see my kids instead of just like, I saw their pictures on Facebook. They're like, no, there they are in the flesh. And that's, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm seeing a picture of like a linear lifetime of just going like in a straight line, and rather than what I feel like is your experience maybe of like a circle.
Circular. Yeah,
it's like back. It's like a full circle moment where you can see him riding a bike on the same path that you rode on.
Yeah.
And I think that also could lend to why you are so invested in the community too, because I would perceive that you have this legacy mindset or even like generational impact mindset of the life that I'm living here now with my kids. I see where I came from and I see where they could be going too.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I think is special when someone can bring that to a community, because it's not often very much the case. I think that would be, I mean, I don't know. I would be
that's
curious
interesting.
To learn
I didn't
more
think
if
about
that's
that,
a
but yeah,
rare thing
you're probably
or not.
Right. That probably is my mindset. I just haven't had a different mindset, so I never identified that, but you're probably right. Yeah,
I think that's a beautiful thing, and that's an asset to a community for
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, right. And I remember when I was at Allegheny, being involved in different organizations, I remember like some of the staff leaders who would help these organizations along. I remember thinking, like, man, it's got to be hard to be in your role, because as soon as you get a good groove, those students are leaving, you know, and you have pretty much 4 years and you're like, your leadership team is constantly changing, and it would be hard to have any type of sustainability, I feel like, because you're really just getting fresh blood all the time. Although that's good in a lot of ways, it would be hard to keep programs going there, I think. And so, yeah, maybe like I remember having that tension when I was there. And I guess that probably has shaped even my life in the Meadville area. I'm in it for the long haul, right? And I'm like, okay, this is slow, and it's not going to be overnight that we see these changes, but you got to stick with the grind and kind of dig in, and that's where you'll see long-term change. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably right. You're so insightful. Helping me see where my own mindset is.
Well, so this last question has kind of a two-part to it. And so wanted to end on this, unless, of course, Matt, you have anything else that might be popping into your mind.
I was just
going to
say, based off the last question, like, I'm interested to know how many people, like, that trend of staying in your hometown was definitely the norm, I would say, 50, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm,
like,
probably.
You stayed in the town,
oh,
grew
true.
Up in the
yeah.
town.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious how, like, quickly that has changed through the last couple generations.
Yeah.
And like what the current, I mean, I'm sure it has a lot to do with college and all that stuff too, people going away and
well, and even just the availability of travel, right? Yeah.
So I'm interested to know, like, I have no idea what that percentage of people that go back to their hometown
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some that stay forever, and I know a lot. I know a handful of people who moved away for, my sister included, moved away for 5, 10, 8 years and then came back.
Yeah, we kind of did that in a sense. We didn't grow up here, but where we grew up, we then moved away for about 10 years, and then we came to this area, which we had never lived before, but your family lives here. So it's like, I think family probably plays a big role.
Yeah,
coming back to family, especially when you start having children. Yeah. It's so helpful.
And you're like, oh, hey, grandma, grandpa, you want to help me?
Yeah, so for families that have that opportunity, it's a huge blessing. And absolutely, for those who don't, I think it's a good reminder, too, to come alongside those who don't and build that community and build that village.
I constantly tell, I utilize my mom and dad, my sister, and then even Mike's family is only an hour and a half away there in Ohio. Constantly utilize family for childcare. And I tell my friends who don't have family in the area or even family at all. One, I don't know how you do it as a parent, like extra props to you because you're killing it. But also I do try and lean in for childcare. And actually, I remember telling my friend, like, use my family too. My mom would love to watch your kids. I don't know if she did. She did watch the kids. But I'm offering that, right? Because we all need that. And especially intergenerational connection is huge, just to have grandparent age people around for your kids to dig into. And I do think that that is something that Meville does well, in some circles. Maybe not everyone has that experience here, but in some circles of just like, you know, older neighborhood women who help take on, you know, the role of babysitting for their neighbor because they see this young mom struggling or whatever it is. I've seen that happen, and I know people who do that because you have connection and these older couples who maybe are feeling lonely and they're like, oh great, I can help, have your kids come over to my house. And I know many families who do that, and it's been a huge blessing, regardless of actual family blood relationships.
Shout out to Miss Mary.
Yes, maybe. Absolutely. Yeah, we have
one of a kind.
Yeah, your family as a whole is really good at that, Bethany. And then also, we've met other individuals who have filled that for us as well. But Matt's family is, I was thinking of your mom too as we're talking. She's always helping out others and within your family, but also just other people she knows. Because she's, again, this is like her love of this area too. She grew up here and then went away for a time and then was just so much wanting to come back, and your dad too wanting to come back, and now that they're back it's like,
and now they have grandkids here. That's pretty cool.
So shout out to all
the this podcast
grandmothers, grandmothers, the grandfathers, the aunts, the uncles, the family friends. Shout out to all the people, everybody who helps, because I mean, even this is a great tip for anyone listening too. We have started something, although we haven't benefited from it yet, where we share date nights with Bethany and her husband. I joke.
Yeah.
They have tried. I'm joking, because we have been busy.
Me and my husband took advantage of it, and it was awesome. We dropped our kids off at the dad's house and came back many hours later. And then we were like, okay, your turn. And we're just going to keep doing date nights. We're like, hey, we're dropping the kids off. And eventually we'll be like, wait, it's hold a on. 5-0 here, you know? Yes, but it was great the one time we did it.
It's such a good thing to be in community like that, though, because it's like, if we're just home with our kids anyway, just bring yours on by. Yeah. We'll all just hang, and then you get some time to yourselves, and then vice versa.
Well,
it's just like a fun thing.
Yeah, your kids now have something fun to do. They have friends over.
They love it, of course. It's even better that way, too. They're friends, and it's so good. So we appreciate friends like you, too. So to wrap this up, last question is, if there's somebody listening who is either from this area or isn't, but is like considering staying within their hometown, and to raise their kids in their hometown, or maybe somebody who's thinking about moving to Meadville area. Like, what would you say to somebody in that situation? And I guess what I'm really asking is, what's something that maybe you wish people knew about what it's like to raise kids in the same place that you were raised, or what it's like to just stay in your hometown area, maybe to encourage people in that direction if that's something they're considering? Because I think just as listeners can see just from this short conversation with you, it's a really beautiful thing. So
yeah, I think something that I've learned through living here still, and even just relationships in general, is that there is such value to like digging your heels in a good, healthy way, not stubbornly, but in I'm gonna stick through the tough and stay through the yucky times and lean into that discomfort and frustration. And are there times when people need to like up and leave and have a new start? Absolutely. But I also think that it is such human tendency to just like flee and find something new and find something better. Which, as we all know, the grass is never actually greener. But truly, when you are willing to just put in the work and you know, there are plenty of times where I'm in my hometown and I see someone in the grocery store and it's like, oh, I know this person. I know they're going to talk to me forever and I don't feel like this. And that happens, absolutely. But that's kind of part of it, right? Like, you got to... community is about every person in the community leaning in. So if you're in a community and you're not really willing to lean in, you're not benefiting from the community, nor are you contributing. So I have really appreciated those life lessons of just kind of sticking with it, sticking with people, sticking with things. And I mean, I've seen in the last, I guess, 30 some years as I've been in Meadville, local businesses just like flourishing. I mean, the downtown is totally different than it was when I grew up. Stores and just revitalization. And that to me is just through like long-term people sticking with it and doing stuff. I mean, if all the local shop people, especially like some who we know grew up in this area, were like, it's too hard here, I'm gonna go move to New York City or Buffalo because it's gonna be like, I don't know, it just feels more fun or exciting. I don't know. So, yeah, everyone obviously will have their own experience, but that's what I've appreciated a lot, is learning just to lean in and push through the hard times. And then, you know, you build not only resilience, but just, like, you build relationship with people when you've been through muck with them. And that's really healthy, I think. And to being willing to be vulnerable with people. And, you know, there are certainly times where I run into people who I also am like, shoot, I had a really embarrassing experience with them years ago, and it's like, here we are. But you kind of just gotta like work through it, right? And you just, it's important, I think, to learn how to interact with people knowing.
Yeah. Such a good answer. So wise. Love it. Let's end there.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I love you guys too.
Thanks, Bethany.